broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
My question is, what do you think of this song that was inspired by you that I wrote?
Something in my head told me this wasn't working.
You may have seen the phenomenon. It's not exclusive to our neighbors to the south.
Was there anybody else involved? Were there any co-conspirators?
There were two other people who were supposed to be involved.
The illiterate faggot.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. This is where truth is our bitch, and we'll take you through the looking glass to find that truth. Arizona is appealing the immigration ruling. Jay Santos joins us from Tucson tonight to talk about what he and other members of the Citizens Auxiliary Police were doing in Tucson, Arizona today. But Arizona is appealing an immigration ruling by a federal court, which says there's an injunction. The law cannot go forward and be enforced until they hear other arguments or otherwise interpret or otherwise look at or otherwise do what otherwise they would do. Plus, Ellen DeGeneres is out at American Idol. She says she quit. I'm sure she's telling the truth. Or maybe not. And Don Parsley joins us later on in the program. Mr. Parsley and his wife were cited by California police for leaving their daughter in an automobile in the summer with the windows rolled up, temperatures outside pushing 100 degrees. We're going to talk to him in our program this evening. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-PHIL. And tonight on our affiliate spotlight, we've got WDTW, 1310 AM in Detroit. And Vail, Colorado, KSKE, 1450 AM in Vail, Colorado. Two great stations on the Phil Hendry Show network. Also, our website, philhendryshow.com. We'd like you to join us over there because if you don't, you're missing out on half the fun of the show. We have live streaming video of the show every night, live streaming audio of the show. You can download our show every day, the next day, off of our site. You can download hours and hours and hours of archive material. You can take a look at our video archive. You can log in and weigh in on our news feed. You get guaranteed email response from me, Phil Hendry. And coming up next week, we'll begin for our Backstage Pass members only. We have podcasts over at iTunes. So a lot coming up, especially next week here on the Phil Hendry Show and in association with 877-876-PHIL. Now, the story here from Arizona, and it's been kind of fast and furious the last few days. Arizona asked an appeals court to lift a judge's order, and that was today, to lift the judge's order blocking most of the state's immigration law as the city of Phoenix filled with protesters, including about 50 who were arrested for confronting officers in riot gear. Arizona is the nation's epicenter, as you know, of illegal immigration. While more than 400,000 undocumented residents are in that state, the state's border with Mexico is awash with smugglers and drugs that funnel narcotics and immigrants throughout the U.S. Boy, that's some nice objective reporting there from Associated Press, isn't it? Nonetheless, Republican Governor Jan Brewer called the U.S. District Judge Susan Bolton Wednesday. She called Susan Bolton's decision on Wednesday a bump in the road that halts the law, and the state appealed to the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco today. Here are just some of the sights and the sounds there from Arizona. Here is on Fox News, Governor Jan Brewer soliciting donations from Americans to the state of Arizona. Donations. The state of Arizona is asking for money so they can continue fighting for State Bill 1070.
It's unfortunate that it takes a little city or a little state like Arizona to fight United States federal government, but that's what we're up to. And the encouragement, Sean, I will tell you, from the people of Arizona, the people of America are on our side. And this is going to be, you know, a significant cost, of course, to the state of Arizona. And so I just thanking people for their support and their encouragement and ask them to be considerate and go to keepazsafe.com, my legal defense fund, and help us out with a $5 donation or a $50 donation. We're going to need it.
Wow. All right. On MSNBC, J.D. Hayworth, a Republican running for Senate in Arizona, says SB 1070 didn't go far enough. He calls for an end to birthright citizenship because pregnant women are flying here They're coming on in, man, to give birth to babies and give them American citizenship.
You may have seen the phenomenon. It's not exclusive to our neighbors to the south from Mexico. Many families around the world in the jet age are timing the gestation period to come to the United States to have the blessed event here so that the new birthright citizen will have access to a phalanx of American benefits courtesy of you and me and other American taxpayers.
All right, we have Jay Santos with us. Jay is with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. You left early this morning for Arizona and got to Arizona. What time did you leave, Jay?
We left a little bit after midnight, Phil. It's been a long day.
Really? Did you guys get any sleep?
We did get a little bit of sleep, yeah.
And you got to Tucson, where you were acting as sort of an adjunct police agency in protecting the possible illegals that were there or just immigrants that were there. Is that correct?
Well, I like to characterize it this way, Phil. I think what we were doing was we saw a need. There might have been a need for the Arizona police to be assisted in making sure that the residents of Arizona, because of this ruling, this injunction, which was passed by the federal court, that the citizens of Arizona didn't feel so upset or angry about it that they... Hello?
I can hear you fine, Jay.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe we had a disconnect. So that the citizens of Arizona are not so angry that they take it out on any Mexicans or people they perceive to be illegal immigrants. So if you want to say that we were there to protect the immigrants, in a way, yes, we were. You know, I just listened to this man, Hayworth. I don't know who he is. I'm from California. I'm just, you know, we are Citizens Auxiliary Police. Just assisting wherever we see we can assist, and because Arizona is our neighbor state. But this guy Hayworth that I just listened to, obviously this is the guy who is, that's the kind of individual that we're looking at. There's potential for, I think, irrational behavior from an individual like that.
And now you're talking about this gentleman who's running for Senate from Arizona, J.D. Hayworth. He's running for the Senate. And he was talking about ending birthright citizenship?
That's the gentleman you just had on, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I think those sentiments, I don't know the man, but I think the sentiments that he just expressed are typical of what we have to deal with in law enforcement. Some of these people are, I think, a little bit off the deep end. Some of them are in the world of politics. You have people who have opinions, but some of them are a little bit on a... kind of a kooky side of things, and so we got to keep an eye on someone like that to make sure that people don't get hurt.
So what were you doing making sure that people don't get hurt? Do you think that this man, Mr. Hayworth, is that kind of person?
Well, I mean, you can hear his opinions. You know, we had people are flying here to have babies, and obviously he's one of those people who probably just sees Mexicans under his bed at night. I don't know, but... what we did is we went to Tucson, Phil. We were at the St. Philip's Plaza, went over to the Tucson Mall, a lot of different places. And I did, on instruction from Major Elvis Newton, who is the commanding officer of Citizens Auxiliary Police, we did go in plain clothes. We were undercover in some instances. I was undercover. And by that I mean we affected the wardrobe or the clothing of a day laborer, a Mexican day laborer or a Hispanic individual. For instance, I wore a kind of a ranchero cowboy hat, boots, jeans. I darkened my face a little bit with a base makeup. And we would stand out in front of different stores or stand near a pickup truck that we had rented for the purposes of this investigation. And if I noticed any Anglos, or any white people, if you will, or American people staring at me or trying to give me what the kids call like a mad dog stare, trying to look at me like I perceive them to be looking at me like they wanted to do me harm or wanted to do another Mexican harm, that's when we went over to them and we showed them the blue armband and we asked them for identification.
So I get this right, Jay. You were there, and you are dressed undercover in the clothing of a day laborer.
That is correct, yes.
And if you saw any Anglos staring at you, how would you determine whether the look was hostile or not?
I believe you, Phil, after so many years of being on the front lines of law enforcement and looking at different situations when Mexicans or day laborers are gathering to try to get work, and you see a lot of the Anglos drive by and we'll give them kind of that look, you get very familiar with what it looked like, and we got a lot of those looks. Most of them, not all of them, but most of them do come from women. We did have to go over and ask a few women, you know, what they were looking at and what their problem was, and we asked for their ID, and then just the tip of the pith helmet, as we like to say, and let them go on their way. But the thing that we're trying to do, Phil, is prevent, and this is the most important message that I think I won't get out there today. We're trying to prevent any unfortunate incident from happening. If you've got Mexicans that are in Arizona and there's some Anglos that are angry because the law did not take effect today.
You're afraid that some of those people are angry and will take it out on Hispanics?
That is exactly correct. And we can't have that. I'm sitting in California, and one state over, people may be taking out a lot of frustration and anger on the Hispanic immigrant population. We can't have that. So we drove into Arizona. We entered the state this morning, and we did notice, as we stood in our undercover clothing, a lot of Anglos looking at us and trying to, you know, look tough. And if they got a little too tough looking, that's when we basically held up a left hand, which is, okay, we're undercover, and we're coming, and we're going to come talk to you. And then we would pull out the blue armband.
You know, you would raise up a left hand and what?
We'd raise up a left hand and say, okay, we're undercover, so you're badass. You know, you can take your badass look off your face now because we're on our way. I won't talk to you, you know.
And I wouldn't be familiar with that. If I saw you coming toward me with your left hand raised up.
Well, that's essentially what that means. People who've had dealings with the police know that. And most of these people.
Now, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Jay, but you said most of the people you talked to today were women?
We were in the mall. We were in the St. Phillips Mall in Tucson, Plaza in Tucson. A lot of them were women shopping, and they look and they see the Mexicans and kind of stare, you know, like, I imagine it's a look they give a gardener, you know. That's what I said to the Major Newton earlier today. It's the kind of look they probably give a gardener who's taking too long of a break. And that's when I said to Sub Commander Gleason, I said, watch this. And I put up my left hand, and the look on the face of these women, and just the people in general, goes from kind of a smug, you're taking too long on your break, to, you know, oh my God, you know what's going on. Oh my God. Yeah, so it's a very interesting phenomenon, I can tell you that.
So, and are you still in Tucson?
Yes, still here.
Okay, we're talking to Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. They drove into Tucson today to protect or otherwise keep from any explosive incident from happening, worried that because this law didn't take effect today, that there might be some Anglos angry at Hispanics if they see them. And so you guys went undercover, dressed, you say you had on the gear of a day laborer, huh?
Right. Mostly kind of a ranchero look with a hat, jeans, boots. Did darken my skin with pancake makeup. And that was also interesting because we walk over to somebody and say, you know, you're staring at me like you think you're tough or something. You know, guess what? And then I scraped some of the makeup off. And, that would shut down. That would shut their engine down, that's for sure.
Well, all right. So, Jay, you were there with the Citizens Auxiliary Police today talking to Anglos who looked like they had a problem with Hispanics. And if they were staring at you or any of your guys who were undercover, then you would go over and ask them for their ID.
That's correct. And we'd say, okay, your fun's over. And let's talk about it. And what's your problem? And then it'd be on their way.
All right. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Jay Santos, just in from Arizona. And we'll talk more with him about the opinion, the mindset of the people of Arizona, the mindset of the people in Arizona who may be immigrants, legal or otherwise. And was he forced today to protect some of those immigrants from angry Anglos upset that the law didn't take effect? 877-876-PHIL. It's the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Phil Hendry Show.
And we're back with Jay Santis as he and the other members of the Citizens Auxiliary Police traveled to Arizona today, to Tucson. And as Charles just said, keeping an eye on the Anglos there, the possibility that there are Anglos or there are Americans that are upset with an injunction against the Arizona immigration law, and they might take it out on Hispanics or immigrants there, Jay. Now, you were undercover with other members of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
That is correct.
And you say that you did confront a few Anglo whites that were staring at you guys, not knowing that you were who you were, thinking you were Mexican.
Well, that is correct. I can give an example of one woman that we observed over at the St. Philip's Plaza. We were undercover. I was in this day laborer, costume, and so were some of the other sub-commanders there. This woman was staring at us for quite a long time, giving me this look like there's obvious hostility there, obvious hostility, like she wishes there was a police officer coming. I could just tell by looking at her. And that's when I threw up my left hand and began to walk over toward her. Well, she then turned on her left heel, I remember, strode about probably not more than 8-10 paces over to a Jeep Cherokee, got into it, and began to drive away. And that's when I went ahead and gave the signal that we wanted to do it very respectful, but we still wanted to do at least a quarter-mile tail. And by that, I mean, Phil, we will get into our vehicle and tail end visual. And
why?
It's possible, and I don't know if it happened, but it is possible that that woman may have a Mexican domestic worker at home, and she's going to go home and take it out on that woman. And that could be a very explosive situation.
The woman that was staring at you, you're afraid is going to go home and do what?
I don't know if she's going to assault the domestic Mexican that she has. I don't know if she's going to take out on that Mexican. The fact that another Mexican was looking at her all, you know, the way I was, like I didn't care, you know, disrespectful, however you want to put it. We did follow this woman. She then got out of her Jeep Cherokee and was very wealthy part of Tucson called the Foothills. And at that time I said, I indicated to her that I wanted her to come down to the street and talk to me. And she did, and I identified myself, Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police. I scraped off some of the makeup I was wearing to show her. And you could have knocked her over with a feather. And I said, you know, I'm going to have to seize my ID because I don't need you going into that house and beating a Mexican half to death because I'm not, you know, bowing down to you.
And what did she say?
Well, it's interesting. That woman, after she heard the story, she understood why we were there, and she assured me she didn't want to cause a problem. She said she was slightly upset seeing me, but now she knows who I was. I said, do you have a domestic Mexican in the house? She said, yes, I do. I said, well, I don't want to hear about you going in there and beating that woman or doing something to her. She said, I can assure you, you know, that I won't do that. And she was breathing pretty heavy. She looked pretty scared.
You know, it's interesting because you're not really an official police agency, and you come all the way from California, and you've got people doing all of this.
Well, I'm not making them. I'm not just saying, hey, you come here and talk to me. They do it. It's all in the sound of your voice and using the voice of authority, as we say, Phil.
All right, 877-876-PHIL here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Talking to Jay Santis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. They went to Arizona today to make sure that no illegal immigrants or immigrant Mexicans were abused by any of the Anglos or Americans that were there, upset that the law didn't take effect. Here is Tyler in Burlington, North Carolina. Tyler, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Phil. Good to talk to you. Just wanted to ask Jay, you said you were part of an auxiliary citizens police force, and Phil just made the point that you don't have necessarily the authority by the state. What gives you the right to ask people for their identification?
I can ask people a question.
Yeah,
that's against the law to ask somebody a question. I can ask you, let me see your ID.
That's
not against the law.
But you know that it is against the law to follow people and stalk people, correct, to their homes.
I didn't stop anybody. The lady pulled into her garage. I indicated that I wanted to talk to her. She came from her car down to the street. And I told her that I didn't want her going in the house and abusing any domestics, any people who are living in this country from Mexico or some other country. And, pretty much told her what was going to happen.
Well, don't you think it's racially profiling to think automatically because somebody is an Anglo that they have a Mexican day laborer in their house?
She is a very wealthy woman. I think it's pretty that obvious that that's what she's got.
I'm fairly wealthy myself, well, but I don't have.
I don't think so, sir. I don't. With the name Tyler, it sounds like you're probably still in your 20s. You probably haven't got too much money to your name.
Wow, that's some police work there, man. All right, thanks for your call, sir. 877-87. How do you know that?
The name Tyler is very NY. He has got money.
Phil.
877-876-PHIL.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police joins us. The Citizens Auxiliary Police is based in the South Bay in Los Angeles, but they were in Tucson, Arizona today, where they remain, protecting or going in the case of you, Jay, and the men that you were with. You were in undercover or otherwise you were in a kind of an undercover gear, dressed as Mexican day laborers, correct?
Yeah, Mexican day laborers or in the fashion of what some people describe as a ranchero look, which is a sort of a cowboy hat, cowboy boots.
And you were wearing dark pancake makeup?
I was wearing dark-based makeup, right, to look as much as I could like a Mexican. And we were there looking at the Anglos, looking at the Americans. Do they look like they want to get aggressive? Do they look like they're angry that the law did not go through?
All right, so your concern was because there was an injunction and the law was not going to be enacted today that there might be some angry American or Anglo people taking it out on Hispanics.
That was my fear, yes.
Now, the lady that you followed to her house, and the last gentleman had a point, how do you know she had a domestic in that house?
Again, Phil, she was driving, and I'll tell you the thing that tipped me off, and if I did not tell you, I will tell you now, she was, in point of fact, driving a Land Rover. I thought it was a Jeep Cherokee. Land Rover, much more expensive car. It was one of those large, boxy, green Land Rovers. Very expensive. And she did lead us to a part of town called the Foothills. And I just simply said to her, I said, you know, if you've got a Mexican in there, I'm hopeful that you're not going to take out your disappointment that you weren't able to have Mexicans arrested. And, of course, she said to me, that is not my intention. I said, do you? I need to ask you now. Do you now have in that house a domestic who's, you know, do you have, a, you know, is there a Mexican that you have now in there? And she said, yes, I do. I said, okay, enough said. I said, so.
Well, what did you do, man? I mean, all you did was you followed this woman, you called her down.
So we didn't stalk the lady or anything.
All right, but you here's this poor woman. I mean, I feel sorry for her because she doesn't quite know who you are.
We showed her the blue armband. We showed her that we were officially constituted Citizens Auxiliary Police. Okay? I mean, Jesus. And we also said to her that we did not want to come into her house. We're not on her property. We said, told her to come down to the street.
And you told her to come down to the street?
That's correct.
How did you do that?
I simply looked at her. I indicated to her.
By how?
By pointing at her. I said, hey, you, I'd like to talk to you.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here on the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking to Jay Santos about the immigration law in Arizona not enacted today because of that court injunction. Here is Alan in Winston, South Carolina, listening on WZTK. Alan, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. I got a question here. They claim that this bill didn't go through, that the law couldn't question the immigrants down there because that was stereotyping them. Well, at the same time, that's what this guy here is doing. He was stereotyping them, whatever he called them, Americans, for looking at hostile toward the immigrants. Listen, I drive a truck through El Paso. It's gotten to the point that I don't even feel safe going through there on account. And at the truck stop, they tell you don't walk to the truck stop at nighttime by yourself. A rancher there lost his life due to an immigrant deal. What are we supposed to do with these people? I mean, you got to put a stop to it. And I disagree with what he's doing because, I'll be honest with you, that woman probably felt like she's being stalked. And to me, if he's not a cop, he was stalking that woman.
Yeah. What about that? What about this idea that because they're Anglos, they're obviously going to be hostile?
Well, first of all, I think that you and the gentleman, it's a legitimate question, but I think if the two of you gentlemen were to look at it honestly, I think you would conclude that you can't really, I'm not really, you know, what do you call profiling an Anglo. I mean, you know as well as I do that a lot of them have a Mexican in there, and they're, I just didn't want that lady to go home, and because she's angry that the law wasn't enacted, that she, you know, beats this woman with a closed fist.
Right, but sir, look here, she'd have done that regardless whether, you know, you're out there or not. If she had hostile toward the immigrants, she'd have went home and beat that woman anyway. So you're just a destruction there to the problem. Here's my point to it is, sir, there was a law passed, if I'm not mistaken, in 1958, that all immigrants were supposed to carry their papers in their pocket. There was a reason that law was passed by the government, by the federal government. But now, we can't enforce that law. So therefore, if we can't enforce that law, which is a federal law, then why is it that states, individual states, can enforce any other law, but yet, then you're running around there. I mean, I don't know where you're from exactly, but we have a problem with this immigration in this country. And we got to do something about it.
I'm from California, and I certainly do understand the gentleman's concern, Mr. Henry. My only concern was that you get a lot of these women, and I understand what the gentleman's saying. He's a truck driver, and he's transporting goods across our country. It's a very vital commerce that our country needs to be engaged in. Well, I'm talking about a lady who has, you know, she's got a big, rich house, a couple of Mexicans cleaning the toilet up in there, and she decided she'd go down and get her kicks, mad-dogging some immigrants.
How likely is it a wealthy woman is going to go down to a plaza early on a Thursday morning and get her kicks mad-dogging immigrants?
I'm telling you, a lot of these Anglos, you know, I guess you're going to say I'm profiling, but I'm not really, because you know as well as I do, a lot of these Anglos get their kicks staring down on these Mexicans trying to get them nervous.
Yeah, but how do you think that woman felt when you're standing there looking at her? I mean, I guess you figured she was just a thug to society. You ought to be out working, not standing there beside a pickup just gawking around at people. Then you're going to approach that woman. I'm going to tell you, my mom's...
Well, yeah, sir, I didn't stare at her, sir. I immediately noticed that she was staring at me, you know, mad-dogging me, and I thought, okay, she wants to... Obviously, she wants to dust up with a Mexican, and I put up my left hand, showed her the blue armband...
Okay, I understood all that, and I heard you. Okay, I understood that. But listen, you said that you could look at them people and tell them
straight
they were...
off the makeup.
Because of your experience with being a police officer or whatever. But wait a minute, why couldn't the police officers do the same thing with illegal immigrants? Ain't they figured out what they look like? Why? But yeah, they were being stereotyped. That's why this law didn't get...
You can't profile... You don't want to profile Mexican. You know, Mexicans are here for... Either they're here legitimately, and they're working legitimately, or they're here hanging around, you know, standing around at a day labor camp or some deal like that. But here's the thing. You don't want to stand staring at a...
Okay.
I know what you're saying.
This man's question is a very good question. He's saying that... how come you get to profile the Anglo staring at the Mexican worker and the cop can't profile the Mexican worker or the Mexican because that's profiling?
Because, as I said, why... Don't you think it's weird that a woman's going to come down and get her jollies up?
First of all, I don't know about any woman getting her jollies going down to the Plaza Mall and mad-dogging immigrants. Thank you very, very much for your call, sir. I appreciate it. That's Alan. 877-876-PHIL. What do you mean getting their jollies? That's the part I don't understand.
The lady has got herself a... Okay. You know, Mr. Turner, you were not there today. I was. The lady's got herself a Land Rover. She is driving around like she is gold-plated bull, you-know-what, in high heels. She gets into her Land Rover. She's staring at a bunch of Mexicans. You don't know whether she wants to say, man, what I wouldn't give for that law to have had passed so that I could call the police on you, or is she going to say, hey, boy, you know, do you want to come over here and do whatever? But... either way, if she doesn't have a cop that she could call to get these Mexicans cleaned up, then she goes home and she beats that domestic with whatever she's got handy. And I can tell you, we don't want that to happen.
You got a scenario that you're building there, man, that is like just way out of this world, and I don't know what you're basing it on. That's my only problem. Here's Leslie in Toronto listening on CFRB. Hello, Leslie. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Jay Santos. Go ahead, please.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to say a lot of people drive Land Rovers down there. Number two, a lot of people go to the plaza. And that has nothing to do with anyone. There's a lot of Mexicans there, too. And you stare at them, That has nothing to do with anything. But for anyone, a cop, a Mexican, to lift their left hand, which I am from Arizona, and I have never heard anything about, oh, this is some sort of, everyone knows that the left hand makes you a cop or something like that. I don't know. You've said that
earlier. That's a standard police signal to say.
Well, I'm from Arizona, and I've never heard of that. If a Mexican walked up to me, I don't know how you were walking to him with their left hand raised, and I got up and I went to my car. They jumped. You
That's
followed?
Great.
Yes.
Well, we wanted to make sure at that point that that woman was not going home to a domestic, that she was then in the privacy of her own home going to be able to
if she has a housemaid, okay, a Mexican who takes care of her house once a week. We have that. Her name was Tina. But what?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not saying that I'm for illegals being in America. I don't mind, you know, there's a reason for legal immigration. For you to assume that she's going to go home and beat,
okay.
Yes.
I didn't know what your interest was being a Canadian, but Mr. Henry was saying that...
No, she's from Arizona.
Oh, I understand. Okay.
American citizen. I'm just in the middle of immigrating to Canada.
That's great.
From Arizona. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Great.
But I'm from Arizona.
Good riddance.
What does that mean, good riddance?
Well, now this lady, she doesn't even want to be an American anymore, and she's talking about some... Did you say that you're leaving America to become a Canadian?
I'm leaving America. I am still an American citizen, sir, and I'm a legal resident of Arizona.
I thought you said you were immigrating.
I am immigrating, but that doesn't make me. That doesn't magically dissipate my citizenship.
Well, if you give up your American citizenship, become a Canadian.
No, sir. You never give up your American citizenship. Just because you become a legal resident of another country does not make you give up your citizenship.
Well, I don't understand why you'd want to do that, especially with the country.
We're not talking to this lady about her problems right now. We're talking about what you were doing in Arizona.
I understand. Well, I would simply say to the lady that I did not try to do anything other than protect a domestic from being brutalized.
But you don't know that that was going to happen just because the lady was driving a Land Rover, because she was in a rich part of town. Is that what you said?
We did. We followed her into the foothills. Very, very well-to-do area, huh?
A lot of people drive Land Rovers. A lot of people have immigrants who work for them. Yeah, a lot. Haven't you noticed?
Maybe in your neighborhood. Sorry, I mean, I'm a working man. We don't see a lot of
immigrants. So.
hey, knock yourself out. I'm simply saying it's a very expensive automobile.
Yeah, so?
So, in other words, that's a wealthy woman.
So?
And a wealthy woman is very likely going to have some
is being wealthy
domestic,
have to do
domestic that she's, I don't know if she's abusing these people.
Beating Mexicans. I mean, really, where do you get a Land Rover and abusing an immigrant or an illegal alien or whatever? What does that have anything to do with it?
It is more likely that you're going to abuse an illegal immigrant if you are wealthy enough to have a home big enough to have these domestics contained inside where no one can hear the screams.
Oh, God. I mean, Jay, you're the first thing you said to me, man.
Can I finish what I was saying?
Well, no, but the first thing you said to me was you wanted to go to Arizona to make sure that the Mexican people were not abused by any gung-ho right-wing immigration nut. Okay. Now you're following people home and you're saying that they could have some Mexicans in their house that you can't hear the screams?
Mr. Henry, I don't know if you saw the case of those two people that had slaves. Thank you.
Well, slaves? What do you mean, slaves? All right. Thank you very much for your call, ma'am. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. Are you there, sir?
I think I said enough about that. I suggest you look at the news about the slaves.
Okay, I can hear his phone. We'll be back with Jay Santos as we talk here about the Arizona immigration law, the injunction that has blocked parts of that immigration law from taking effect. Jay was in Arizona today with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, making sure that Anglos and Americans and others upset with the law being blocked didn't take it out on Mexicans that they saw. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Whatever.
Phil Henry.
877-876-PHIL. We are talking to Jay Santos with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. It's a volunteer police agency because we've had people calling, Jay.
I know that people get the idea we're some kind of neighborhood watch. We are professional. We volunteer.
Well, look, before we get into any of that, you claim you have a tape recording of this interdiction today at the St. Phillips Plaza in Tucson.
You do, yes.
All right, let's roll that. And what are we going to hear here?
You're going to hear me. You're probably going to hear a little bit of Subcommander Gleason and a little bit of the woman that we stopped. And you're going to hear very clearly that we were, I think we were professional, but we did want to make sure that she knew that we saw her staring at Mexicans. And we did not want her going home and taking out her, I guess, anger or what have you on that. So let's roll that.
I just talked to you.
Right. Well, we saw you at the plaza. Oh, can I talk? Why don't you come down? Come on down the driveway. Get down the driveway. I don't know what you think you're doing or who you think you're kidding, but if I find out you got a Mexican in there, I'm sorry? No. You go in there and you fist. All right. Get out of here. Get out of here. All right, Phil.
I heard that tape and you didn't sound professional at all.
I beg your pardon?
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Well, no, because she was giving me some lips, so I wasn't going to bother her anymore.
And then I hear you say, if I find out you got a Mexican in there, and I don't know what else you were saying to her, but I must say it sounded very aggressive.
Well, Phil, I did not walk on that woman's property. I did not demand anything of her. I just told her, if you got Mexicans in there, I don't want to see you throwing bodies at the front door.
You said that to her?
No, but that was my intent.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Susie here in Yakima, Washington. Susie, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Jay Santos. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Phil Henry. Thank you very much
yes, ma'am.
For putting this ignorant man on. I just have to say, Mr. Santos, your paranoia is the ultimate in ignorance. And obviously you couldn't cut it in a real police force. So you're over there harassing... what you call Anglos.
I don't want to be involved in all that politics. And
now listen, I listen to you, so you listen to me this time.
Well, all right.
I have listened to everything you had to say. I've listened to everything you had to say. I'm third generation Irish, okay?
All right, but you're
Irish. Big deal. Now,
you're Irish.
I'm going to tell you what. You ever do what you did to that woman to me?
You're not an American.
In my town?
You're not an American.
Excuse me?
What town is that, Dublin?
I live in Yakima, Washington. Our gang violence here is over the top.
You said you were Irish.
You want to listen?
You said you're Irish.
But will you listen, Jay?
Well, she says she's Irish.
If you listen to me now, you please listen to me. I live in Yakima, Washington. You can look it up on your internet. Our gang violence here is over the top with drive-by shootings and murders. And I can guarantee you their last names are never Smith or Jones. We are hearing shootings every other
night. Oh, really? What are their last names?
Our chief, what do you think? Rodriguez.
No, what are their last names?
Same thing as yours, Santos.
So the Mexicans
Rodriguez,
are all violent, huh?
Now listen,
you know, the Irish
my police
have a thing
chief,
called the IRA. You know what the IRA is, don't you? They kneecap people, and they throw bombs into pubs, and they kill innocent people. So the Irish are just as violent as the Mexicans.
Now listen.
I don't see where you're talking.
You know what?
Where you get off?
You are one of the most ignorant, paranoid people I've ever heard.
Not ignorant.
You will not even give me a chance to say, I have listened to you for the last 15 minutes.
You can start bad-mouthing Mexicans. This is what I'm talking
about,
Bill.
Not.
Will you listen to the lady, please?
You want to listen to me,
sir?
She's
bad-mouthing the Mexicans.
And also, our police chief here in Yakima is Hispanic, okay?
Well, then why'd you mention their last names?
Well, because I'm trying to tell you where all the gang violence is coming from.
Yeah,
if you
Mexican.
Can't figure it out, I grew up in California. You say you come from California.
This is why
what do you
I
think?
Did what I did today, because that woman there would have been in my radio car. That woman there that
that's
I'm talking
your,
right now,
that,
I would have had
that's a senior playing out in your head, buddy.
We would have had
in
her
head.
In the back of our subcourt. We would have had her bound and
you don't have a police car.
Well, wait a minute.
Policeman.
Well, you're obviously a blue armband.
That gives you some right to harass other people. A little blue armband.
If I see you harassing a Mexican, yes.
Well, wait, hold on.
Because you've got a problem. You think Mexicans are all involved in mafia or whatever you want to think. And even though your first husband was a Mexican, which I don't even want to go there.
I didn't say my first cousin. I said my first husband.
You said you married your first cousin.
You know what?
You said you married your first cousin and he was a Mexican.
No, she did not say.
You most certainly did.
No, she did not. She said she was her first husband was a Mexican.
Her first cousin that she married.
Husband.
Which to me sounds about as white
would
trash
you like
as
me to spell it
gets.
Whoa. S-B-A-N-D. Now listen,
what's
I listened to you for the last 15 minutes. The least you can do is have some sense of dignity.
What's the name of your police chief? You say it's Mexican? Police chief's Mexican.
Our police chief is Sam Granato.
Granato? That's Italian. That's Italian. It ends with a vowel. Italian. Wow.
Whoa!
Phil Hendry.